today's daf is daf Kuf Zayin. We're on Kuf Vav Amud Beis. We're about five lines from the bottom. So we ended off yesterday that Rav Avin learnt a warning from Shchut Echut from Bamos. Right, with the Kal V'Chomer, that just like a Bama, certain halachas, so too therefore you can't chef any karbanos outside the Beit HaMikdash ground. Says the Gemara, V'chi matir minatin, are you allowed to warn from a Kal V'Chomer? No, let's do that. Afilu l'manda amar, onjin minatin, even if you hold. You can have an onesh from a din, some hold you can't. It's a machloket tanayim, mesechet makos, whether or not you can punish somebody based on a Kal V'Chomer, right? Because it says in the Torah that you're not allowed to have relations with your sister, a half-sister from your mother's side, a half-sister from your father's side, and you're not allowed to have relations with a full sister. That's the Gemara. You can't have relations from a half-sister. Of course you can't have relations with a whole sister. The answer is, ein onshin min adin. Some say, no, you can't. However, matirin min adin, there are, again, three psukim. You can't have relations. Don't have relations with your sister from your father's side. Don't have relations with your sister from your mother's. And don't have relations with a full sister. No one argues on that. Therefore, ein matir min adin. Ella, afil mandama, onshin min adin, ein matir min adin. Ella, kid Rabbi Yochanan, like, the answer is, the makar is for Rabbi Yochanan. The Amar who said, itya, Haba. It's a gzei reshava of Haba. It says by taking meat out, El Pesach Ol Moed Lo Yivi Enu, and it says by shechting outside, El Pesach Ol Moed Lo Yivi Enu, Ma Lahala Lo Anash Im Kain Hizir, Afkan Lo Anash Im Kain Hizir. Just like in one place there's a warning, so too there always is a warning. Now look at Rashi, last Rashi. Rashi says, Itya Haba, Shechita Neha'ala. Shechita is being now compared with a Gzeir Shava to being Ola, a carbon outside. Gziv Bashechita. It says Bashechita. Lo Yehidiyu. Gziv Bahala. Lo Yivienu. Right? So therefore make a comparison. And therefore the halachas are the same. Gziv Shava, says Rashi, Gziv Shava, Ha'olu Mufnehi, since it's available, in other words, since it's available that these words are extra, Lakach Hare He Kimi Shamafarish Ba. It's as if it's explicit. The Ain De Min Hadin Ki Kal V'Chomer. This is not like a Kal V'Chomer Sha'adam Don Me'atmo, that a person can make a fight by himself. What's bothering Rashi? Bothering Rashi is, why is any Ain Min Hadin? You can't. Why could you warn from a Kal V'Chomer from Zer Shavah? It's different. It's different. Ain't not hearing anything. He can't warn from a Kal V'Chomer. So how can I warn from a Gzeir Shava? So Rashi says, because a Gzeir Shava, if it's a Mufn Gzeir Shava, it's an open, it's as if it's already said. Now, no one says that by a Kal V'Chomer, right? Right. He brings down over here from the Shoshanat Ha'amakim, which is the Prima Gadim, who said like this. The reason why, we said this already, the reason why you can't be Mazir Min Adin, why can't you warn from a Kal V'Chomer? Why not? If the Torah says don't have relations with a full sister, I'm sorry, if the Torah says relations with a half-sister, if the Shuri can't have relations with a full sister, why does the Torah have to say it? The answer is, because you're going to come along one day and destroy that logic. Sounds very foolproof right now, but one day we're going to destroy that logic. Therefore, you can't warn from a Kal V'Chomer. However, this is not a Kal V'Chomer, this is a Gzeir Shava. And the Gzeir Shava is Mufne, it's as if it's written in the Torah. We always, sometimes we ask, by Gzeir Shava, hey, what about the following Kasha? The answer is, Gzeir Shava is not logic. How we ask a logical question on it. We have it all the time. There's Gzeir Shava from here to there. Then we ask a question on it. What kind of question is that? It's a Gzeir Shava. The answer is, if it's not Mufne from both sides, it's subject to the rules of logic. This is not mufta from both sides. It's not subject to the rules of logic, and therefore it's not a problem. Okay? Rava Amar, Rava says, Kid Rabbi Yonah, like Rabbi Yonah. Sub Rabbi Yonah, Isya, Sham. A different Zereshava of Sham and Sham. Sham Tale, Sham Tase. This is not a Zereshava. This is not a Zereshava. This is called a Hekish. What's the difference between a Zereshava and a Hekish? difference is, it's the hekesh is always in the same pasuk. Always in the same pasuk. Is he right? If you look at okay. Is he sham sham? Ma lahalan lo anash im came hidir. Akan lo anash im came hidir. Right. The pasuk says ki im b'makom ashiyiv chavashem ba'achad shiv techa sham ta'ale olo techa v'sham ta'ase kol asher nochim mitavcha. The two of them are that's what hekesh is. They compared one to the other. Ashkechan mikutre mukter. We know now that now we've all learned that things that are burnt or done, worked on inside, shehelan bachut, that are then brought outside. What about muktere chut, shehelan bachut? What about if everything's done outside? The guitar, everything's done outside. Mnayim. How do you know that's usher? It's a funny thing. I'm in my backyard. I shechted it here. I did the guitar. I did all the things here. Now I'm gonna back rib it here. So is that an avera? So Amar of Kahana, Amar Cross, Ba'alehem Tomar, right? Al Smuchin Tomar, right? In other words, the Ratlug Rashi, Ba'alehem Tomar, Zehu Tchilas Parshas Ha'ela. That's the first pasuk, right? In this story of being Makriv Karbanos, Usmuchol Parshas Shchut Dechut. And it's written right next to the parasha of Shchut Echut. Al Harishonim Mishtoi B'Shchut Echut. Sh'amar Shem Elu B'tso Chayiv. Va'alehem Karinon. And we include everything as well. Says the Gemara, what on earth are you talking about? Maskev L'Rava Miksiv Va'alehem with an Ayin. Va'alehem Tziv with an Aleph. Not even the right word. And on them. That doesn't even make any sense. So the Gemara answer is Elokus. I know Rishon what he meant to say, or maybe it's a different shot. Ba'aleihem tomar le'erev parshios. In other words, we're making an erev parshios over here. All the halachos of one parsha apply to the other parsha. Just like shchut echut is aser, so too shchut echut is aser, even if the carbon is never brought into the Beit HaMikdash. Everything's done chut, still aser. How do you know that? They make a combo of all these stuff. Aser, even things. You would think that's not even an avera. Why is that an avera? So first of all, it must be because you have a carpet. Right? You go to the butcher shop on Central Avenue, that's not a shchut echut. You know why? Because it's not karbanos. But, if you have a karban, and you do everything in your backyard, that's going to be an avera. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Isya haba haba. It's a gzeira shava of haba and haba. Ma lahalan mi vikutre chut achkan. Mukhtare, fine. Wait a minute. What do we see from here? There's a separate Aveira to a separate Aveira now to be mocked, to do Shchut Echot. That's one Aveira. There's another Aveira to do Shchut Echot if everything's done Chut. Separate Aveira now. Two Gzeira Shavit. Separate Aveira. Right? How could that be possible? Maskevlar Bibi Haditnan, but we learned in the Mishnah Krisos Shloshim V'Sheish Krisos Batorah. There are 36 Krisos. Now, if you came with another one now. Now Tlosid V'Shev Havin is 37. Ika Hamayla V'Hamayla. There's two different kinds of halah. There's being Makriv Karbon that was done inside and Makriv Karbon that was done outside. And the answer is Kasha. That's a Kasha. We'll see Rashi. It's a long Rashi, but he'll say it's so beautiful. Ready? Here's his Lamed Vav Krisos Batorah. The Kachashiv Hatsam. On that list, in Krisos, is Hamayla Bachut. On that list is someone who does Shkut Echut. You get courage for that if you do Bebezin. Vavinan Ba, and we ask over there in Krisos, Minyan Alamali. Why does the Mishnah have to say there are 36? I don't know how to count. Why does it have to say that? The Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan tells you, She'im Asim Kula Behelam Echad, Chayim HaKalachas Bach. Because if you do all 36, Nichayef each one. Ha, tarti ninu v'chiyuva. So there are two now. Hamayla ivrei pnim, v'amayla ivrei chutz. Right? There are two now here. One is you hamayla limbs that were taken care of inside, and limbs that were done completely outside. The kivun de gemar to lo vekesha. Or b'gzeir shava, since we either have a gzeir shava for that, or a hekish, right? Rashi's not choosing who he holds like. What the makor is, it doesn't make a difference. Havilei kol chad b'chad guf aveira. Each one's a separate aveira. V'chayev al kol achas v'achas. Afilu behel amechad. V'nisni shloshim v'sheva. There should be 37. We don't answer that question. Says, listen to this brilliant question Rashi has. Wait a minute, says Rashi. V'haleka l'shnuye, don't tell me that shame he'ela ketani. It's one issue of shchut echot. And it can be performed in two different ways. It can be performed with limbs being prepared inside the Beit HaMikdash, or limbs being prepared in your backyard. No difference. Don't say that. Ki heichid de kachashif, that's what we have for Shabbat. Hamachal of Shabbos. Uva over kachavim. Bechada. One of Eir Shabbos. Shabbos is one out of the 36, either 39 malachas. Da'afagav de tuva, chiyuva ikka. There are many different ways of being over Shabbos. Da'achi shnir bekvitzas. Da'akshinan Allah, like we asked over there. Shabbos ba'odim ovaras kachavim. There are so many things. Umashani tana chilukin shalahen bimkoma. What does that mean? Yes, of course it's true that Shabbos has 39 manifestations. Still one is Ditnan b'mesef to Shabbos. Avos malachas avarim chasarachas. There are 39. Avodas kochavim tani b'set hedrin. Echad oved, v'echad zoveya, v'echad hamachdir, v'echad hamanaset. Aval hacha lo tana behedya hamayla ibne b'fnim v'amayla ibre b'chut. Here, you can't tell me it's one iser with two manifestations, like you do by Avodah Zarah and by Shabbat. You can't tell me that. You know why? Nobody learned it. We derived it in the Gemara through Kal Vachomer, through Hekishin, through Zer Shabbat. No one says it. Even though it seems it's a machlokas in the Mishnah, the head yumi lo tinyana b'tarti. It's never said b'perish. In other words, don't tell me this is like Shabbat. Shabbat, you're right. I think his question is far better than his answer. Right? His question is far better. Right? You have Shabbos. How many creatures of Shabbos? If there's one, I can be violated in 39 different ways. Doesn't make a difference. It's still one. So how can this be considered two? Says Rashi, because no one ever discussed it. That answer is that. Right? Then Rashi says, maybe you can catch a machlokas out of it, but it's not the favorite. And then for what? Well, we have a hekish, we have a zera shava. That they're usher. So why can't that be two? Why can't that be just one general category? One category called shmut echod, and you can violate it two different ways. Something's missing here. We need a better hezbo here. Rabbi Shabbos and Avodah Zarah, nobody has a problem with that. It's one Avodah Zarah. I kiss it. You can bow to it. You can sweep the floor next to it. You can do all these things, right? You can be mocked there for it. All considered under the same rubric. Talking over here, all of a sudden it's two different things. Because one out of two different psukim. So what? Right? And the Gemara has a kasha. The Gemara doesn't even answer the question. The Gemara could have said that. Really, shame echad who the Gemara could have given some answer like that. Right? The Gemara doesn't give that answer. The Gemara says kasha. Okay. Let's say Bishoge. Yeah, you did all 36. You did it 36 times. Now I have to have coming by once. Let's say Bishogi. What? Right. Right. So the reason why the Mishnah said the number 36 was just to drive home the point that they're mutually exclusive. That's all. They're mutually exclusive. Don't say anything. Listen, I already was Machal Shabbos. I might as well go worship the idol. It's just time for it anyway. No, don't say that. Why? Because it's separate. That's a separate avera. Okay. Bahadatnan. Now we've learned until now Shechita and being Halah, which is being Makri. Shechita and Halah. What about Zrika? Bahadatnan, but we learned Hazorek Mixas Damim Bachot Chayev. You're also Chayev for that. You're not going to do Zrika to Dam outside the Beit HaMikdash. Menolon. How do you know that? Nafkale midetanya. We learned it from a brisa where it says dam yechashev, right? Lerabos hazorek divrei Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Yishmael learns it out from the words dam yechashev, right? Look at Rashi, the first wide line. Dam yechashev, dam shafech, Laravos et hazorek, to include the sprinkler, the haikra v'shkut echut ksivi. That's written by shkut echut, so it includes the guy who sprinkles all. Kind of shechting, not just being mad, even sprinkling down. You have some going to the backyard, you have some procedure over there, we're going to be sprinkled down, that's an avera. Rabbi Akiva, ozevach. He learns it out from different words in a pasuk. He learns it out from ozevach. Rashi says it's by halah, right? Gavi halah, olavot hazorek, larabot es hazorek. Now we're going to go down the whole page, what each one does with the other one's pasuk. Rabbi Shmuel, hi ozevach, my abedle. What does he do with the words ozevach? He learns that lechalek. What does lechalek mean? How does art school translate the word lechalek? Separate. Go to Rashi, lechalek, separate. Delo tema, don't say ad demasik ola ushlamim. Until you bring an ola and a shlamim. Right, what does that mean? Because the pasuk says asher yala ola zeva. I would think the only time you chayiv for shkut echud is if you makriv an ola and a shlamim. No, you don't have to bring both, right? Therefore, it says, oh, it's either or, right? Oh, lechalek. Ask the Tzon Kachim, what the hell is it? You should have to bring both. Why? What? Yeah, but why do you have to bring both in order to be over? Why would I think that? No. As we said, if not for my pasuk, I would have said the only time you chayim is if you bring both. For example, it says kaved et avicha ve'et imecha. You have to honor both of them. One not. That's what he's saying. Why would anyone think that? Wait, so what? So exactly, it says over here. Ashiyala. Oh, what is it? The pasuk. The pasuk says. What? Yeah, so we don't hold like that. We don't hold like that. So I would hold like that here. Oh, I have a special pasuk to tell me you can do either or. Why do I think that? So he answers, if I wouldn't have said oh, I would have thought, of course you chayav do either one. Of course you chayav do. But if you do both in one shot, then you only chayav one. That's what I would have thought. Of course you chayav if you do either one. But if you did both, you only chayav one. Kamash blan, you not chayav one. Rabbi Akiva lechalek menale. So what does Rabbi Akiva learn this din of lechalek from? Nafkale, a different word, melo yivienu. Rabbi Shmuel, what does it do with lo yivienu? Hahu bivayle al hashalim hu chayav venash chayav al hachatam. You only chayav if you do a complete animal. I don't know, limb. It has to be complete. That's a whole daf tomorrow. Rabbi Akiva, tomorrow, Sunday, it's so complicated. Rabbi Akiva, nafkale milasos oso. So we'll learn from a different book. Rabbi Shmuel, Chad, one is Lemukhtre Pnim, Shechasru Vahalu Vachot. The Chad, and the other one is Lemukhtre Chot, Shechasru Vahalu Vachot. Very good. Bahatanya, Rabbi Shmuel Omer, Yachal, Mikhtre Pnim, Shechasru Vahalu Vachot, Chayiv. I would have thought that if you have inner work that's lacking, in other words, it's not a full, complete animal, and you took it outside, Chayiv, Talmud Omer, so. Allah Shalim Chayiv, Ena Chayiv Allah Chasr. Okay? Rabbi Akiva, Mukhtre Pinim, Shechasu Vela Bachot, Chayiv. Right? Rabbi Akiva holds on your Chayiv to that. Even if it's lacking, you still Chayiv. Rabbi Akiva, Hai Dami Chashev Me Ovidle. So what does it do with the word Dami Chashev? La Rabot, Shechitat Oath. To include, you're not even allowed to do Shechitat Oath. For Rabbi Yishmael, Naftale Ne O Asher Yishchat. Rabbi Akiva, Amala, Ahumi Boyle, Al Shochet Hu Chayiv, Velo Al Hamolek. The only way you can do a bird sacrifice is Malika. But you're not chayiv Malika, you're not chayiv on Shkut Echud if you do Malika outside the Beis HaMikdash. Rabbi Shmuel Nafkele, Mizeh HaDover. Titanya, Asher Yishchad, it says Asher Yishchad, Ein Li'ela Shochei Behema. Shochei Na'o Fenayin, Menale, Tavad Lomar, Oh, Asher Yishchad. Yachal Afa Moleg, I would think that if you do Malika, you should also be chayiv Bedinu, it actually makes the Tavad Chomer. Ma Shechita Dein Derech Echshera, Bifnin. Shechita does not work by a bird. Nevertheless, chayiv. So Malika, shederek hashir b'fnim, eil didn't you chayiv? You should be chayiv for Malika. Why not? It makes no sense. Of course you should be chayiv for Malika. That's the only way you can do Malika. The only way you can do. Exactly. The only way I could do a bird sacrifice was Malika, but can it be overscored the with Malika? The answer is that you're right. Logically, you're right. A pasuk says no. Talmud Lomar, Zahadavar. Right, there's a pasuk that tells me don't learn that kavachomer. Extra word. We have it all the time. Extra word, don't learn that kavachomer is very compelling. I have an extra word telling me don't learn that kavachomer. Rikiva Amala, Hami Baile, who Zereshava. Rikiva says, no, those words are for Zereshava. What's the Zereshava? Rashi says, Mepureshet B'yesh Nochlin, Ubin Nadar, Perak Basra. Some say what the kavachomer is. The kavachomer is, the whole kavachomer from Saranka, Zereshava. Sorry, Gzeir Shava. Why did we call it Chomer? It's Gzeir Shava. What's the Gzeir Shava? It's the Gzeir Shava by Shchut Echud. It says, Dabar El Aaron, Belbnei Yisrael, Bamar Zaleim, and it says by Parshas Nedarim, Parshas Matos. It's a whole Gzeir Shava that just like a neder, you can undo it, you can get out of it. So too, you can get out of being Makish thing. And just like a Nedarim, just like the Dorim, it says by Shchut Echud, it says Aaron Abana v'chol Yisrael. So too, the Dorim can be undone by even Hedyotim, even though it says Matos. Any three people can be Matar and Ezer. Okay, that's why you lose. Okay, very good. Now, so far we have you're not allowed to do Shchita outside Halah and Zrika. What about other things? What about Fadetnan? What about a Komet? What about Kmita? Bahamakabal damim bachutz, or you makabal dam outside the Beis HaMikdash. So that you're putter. That's putter. Manola, how do you know? The question is, what do you mean, how do you know? Heichitek tizichayim. Why should I think yichayim for that? The question is, what are you talking about? Heichitek mishchita. Learn that from shchita. Ma shchita. Shekei nifselet. Just like shchita. Which ruin. If you do that outside, you do a mistake. Right? Shekei nifselet. Shelo Ochlid, Shalola Ochlid bePesach, right? Let's say you're shechting a carbon Pesach, and you have in mind people that can't eat the carbon Pesach. Sick people, elderly people, they can't eat the carbon Pesach. So you know what? That carbon Pesach is no good. It's puzzle, right? Mashchita, Shechein Nipsel, Shelo Ochlid bePesach, if you shech the carbon Pesach for people who cannot participate. That's a puzzle. Carbon Pesach. I'm sorry. So therefore, you can't learn it from Shkita because Shkita has a Maila, a Chumra that no one else has. Says the Gemara, Tasim is Zrika. So learn it out of Zrika. Just like I'm not allowed to do Zrika Bachot, I'm not allowed to do Kabbalah Bachot, I'm not allowed to do Komet Bachot. Well, I'll do Zrika Shkin. Zar Chayev al Misa. A Zar is Chayev Misa for Zrika. Now, even though a Zar cannot do Kabbalah, not Chayev Misa for that. Not Chayev Misa for that. Okay. Teise mi binyana. Learn it out of both. Learn it out of both. Right? So wait a second. Learn it out of both. Im kain lo yomar zvika, v'teise mi binyana. So then wait a minute. So what do I need a pasuk for zvika for? I can learn it out of shchita and halah. Why do I need a pasuk for zvika? Right? V'teisi mishchita, ma shchita shekein, so v'teisi mishchita, what am I going to do? Learn out of shchita? I can't. Ma shchita shekein nefsel of shalom ochlim Pesach. Shchita is very machmir. It ruins Pesach. Teisi mihala, learn out of halah. Ma halah shekein yeshna b'mincha. Halah, there's no such thing as halah by a mincha. You can't be, there's no, I'm sorry, there is halah by a carbon mincha. But zrika, there's no zrika by a mincha. Therefore, teisi mibinyana, learn out of both. Learn out of both. Lahachi k'tiv kra lameimar delo atzi mibinyana. We have a pasuk to tell me don't learn it out of both. Just like I don't learn it out of both by zrika, I don't learn it out of both by kabbalah or komate, and therefore those things are not atzer. Okay, there's no kabbalah b'chol, no such thing. Okay. Amar b'avo shachat v'zarak. What if you do Shechita and Zrika? The Divrei Rabbi Shmuel Chayiv Achat, the Divrei Rabbi Akiva Chayiv Shtayim. The Machlokes, how many are you Chayiv? One or two? Okay? Abaya Omar, Afilu the Divrei Rabbi Akiva, Eino Chayiv El Achat. Even according to Rabbi Akiva, you only Chayiv one. What's the Machlokes over here between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva? because Rabbi Shmuel learned the chiyuv of zrika from a pasuk of dam yechashei, right? Therefore, it's one warning. One warning. You only get one punishment. But according to Rabbi Akiva, he learned it out of a different book, Ozevach. Therefore, you're going to be chayav twice. Once for shechita, and once for zrika. Says Abaye, no way. Abaye, my field of Rabbi Akiva, ain't a chayav alach, it's a makro, sham taseh. Hakasav, asa, kulon, avoda achan. The Torah makes the whole thing one avoda. It's one avoda. Now, what about zarg v'hala? If you do zrika and hala, so I'll divir b'shmal chayav shtayim. Why? Two separate psukim. But divir b'akiva, ain't a chayav alachas, because it's one pasuk. And Abaye says the same story. Abaye Amar Nafil, divir b'akiva, chayav shtayim. Really, chayav twice. Lahachi palginhu kra. Sham tazle, v'sham tazle. Says Abaye, even according to b'akiva, chayav twice. He says opposite as far as what he said before. Shachan v'zark v'hala, divir akal chayav shtayim. But if you do all three, everybody holds all the chayav twice. Why? Because you learn out the third one. From the same pasuk is for one of those two. We don't know which one. The machlokas. So therefore, if you do all three, you're only going to be chayiv twice. Okay. The Rashi. They want to read the Rashi. Can we read the Rashi inside? I didn't want to read the Rashi inside because we have time. Look at Rashi. Shachad v'zark v'hal le'divrei hakol. Bein le'Rabbi Yishmael. Bein le'Rabbi Akiva. Chayiv shtayim. Le'Rabbi Yishmael. Kiva de'kulam behelam echad mechayiv bo'la. Chada de Isle Kra Vehedya, right? One pasuk, Vashchita Vizrika, Chada Mechada Kranaki. Therefore, Yechayev twice. Lurbi Akiva, Ashchita Mechayev Chada, Vashchita Yechayev one, Vahala Vizrika Chada. And Hala and Zrika are one. Uvaha lo palaga baya de Biavo, Dalbaya nami de Biakal Chayev Shtayim, Chada Hala, Vachada Shar Asya. One for Hala and one for the other ones. Which one? That's a machloket. Okay. Now, Tana Rabbanan. Now to the end of the page, it's quite easy. Tana Rabbanan, Michutz L'machaneh. Where are you not allowed to shechtit? You're not allowed to shechtit Michutz L'machaneh. Yachal, I think, Chutz L'shalosh Machno. How do you read it? Tana Rabbanan, Michutz L'machaneh, Yachal, Chutz L'shalosh Machno. I would think it's got to be outside three machanas. Talmud Lomar, O, A's, L'machaneh. Meaning, outside one machaneh. No, there's parentheses here. If you shechted outside one machne, maybe if you shechted in the wrong place in the machne, it's also an avera. Iba machne yachal shochet ola b'darom yechayim. I shechted ola in the darom, which is the wrong place. It's right machne, but it's the wrong place. Supposed to shechted ola in the tefon. Talmud lomar bichutz l'machne. Machutz l'machne miyuchad she'ein roi l'shechitas kachim or l'shechitas kol zevach. Just like the chutz l'machne. It's not right. If any shechit at all, yatsa darom, that doesn't include the darom. Sh'afal pi she'ain royal shechitas kachim kachim, royal shechitas kachim kalim. Right, true. Kachim kachim is not the right place, but it's good for kachim kalim. Therefore, that can't be shechut. That can't be considered shechut. What is it? Okay, so you didn't do it in the optimum place. That you get karis for that. You don't get karis for that. Amar ula hashochet. A shochet al gago, shohechol chayim. Outside the azara. But if I'm in the azara, and in the wrong part of the azara, right, the whole, I'm supposed to shechet in the tzaf one, I shechet in the azara. I'm in the right machane. Yeah, the wrong place. That's not a shul dechut. But I shechet at the edge of the harabayit, way away from the azara, that's shul dechut. Certainly in the city of Yerushalayim, certainly anywhere else. Amar Ula, Hashochet al gago shel hechol chayiv. If you shechted on the roof, you're chayiv. Howel be'ein royal shechitas kol zevach. You can't shecht any animals there. I am right near bottom on the roof. Doesn't make a difference. No shechitah up on the roof. Maskevah Rava. Wait a minute. Says Rava in Cain that if you shecht on the roof, you're chayiv. The nichtov kra, the pasuk to the shed, bichutz lamachane. V'lo boi. V'al Pesach Ol Moed Lo Heviu. Why does the Torah have to give a second pasuk of V'al Pesach Ol Moed Lo Heviu? Okay? El Pesach Ol Moed Lomeli. Why does it say that? An extra pasuk. Another repetition of the same Aveira. Lav Lamaute Gago. Doesn't it come to exclude the roof? In other words, if you shecht it on the roof, that's not considered chutz. The Gemara says Ulu Rava, and according to Rava, Imkei Nichtav El Pesach Ol Moed. Right? They just say that pasuk. B'machane b'chutz l'machane l'amali. Lav l'asuye gagel. No, it comes to include the rule. So Rava, either way, you're wrong. Right? Umar of Murray, you know what it comes to include? L'asuye comes to include kula b'fnim b'tzavara b'chutz. The whole animal is inside, except for the neck. Says the Gemara. That what? That's considered chutz. Says the Gemara. But tzavara b'chutz pshita. It's obvious. And I covered Rachmana. What was the Torah bothered with? What the Torah wanted to prevent? Ashchita. Shchita b'chutzu. The shchita is b'chutz. Ella, rather, no. Matsuye, kula b'chutz, the tzavar b'fnim. The whole animal's outside. But the neck is across the threshold. It's still chutz. Why? Because the animal's outside. And what's the story with the roof? So we don't have a resolution on that roof. Right? We don't have a resolution on the roof. Because it can go either. Rava said it could be that the roof is not a problem. Could be. Okay. I wanted to save time for this. Ready for this? Tanagarata. But we've alluded to this the entire Masechta, and here it is. Omar Itmar. Hamala bizman hazeh. What if you shecht the carbon today? What if you bring a carbon bizman hazeh? Now, what are you doing? You're doing a carbon chut today. Right? I bring a carbon bachut today. Not a carbon in the right place, a carbon in the wrong place. But it's today.
On what?
Oh. So, Rabbi Yochanan Amar Chayev. Rabbi Yishlokesh Amar Pater. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Chayev. Why you Chayev? Kid shall be shown a kid shall a shaita, the kid shall a asid lavo. Look at Rashi. Kitchel Asid Lavo, third line from the bottom. This Rashi is mind-boggling. Two Rashi says, very small Rashi. So what does he say, Rabbi Yochanan? The kitchen is still there. Therefore, since it's still Kedusha in the Beit HaMikdash, you can't shech karbanos in Woodmere. Anywhere. Let's look at Rashi. The Havale Yerushalayim Beit HaBchira, such a thing today as Yerushalayim and a Beit HaMikdash, even though it's not there, Ubishat Isser Bamos he. This is a time of Isser Bamos. So I can't bring Karbanos today in Haifa. Why not? Isser Bamos. That's the Isser? What? Okay. One minute. Rishlokish Amar. Putter. You're putter. Why you putter? Kid Shirishona, Kitchela Shaita, below Kitchela Asilavo. Therefore, once the Beit HaMikdash is destroyed, says Rashi, Bamos Amutter.
If Bamos Amutter, I can bring a carbon.
Right? There's no issue of a carbon Yachid for a Bamos. Therefore, I can bring a carbon Yachid. Right? Okay. Problem with that is, who holds that there's a heter of bamos today? The answer is nobody. Nobody holds that. The only person who seems to say that is Rashi. Right? The Gemara didn't say this thing about bamos. It's Rashi. Rashi came up with this thing. It's the issue of bamos. Nobody says that. Everybody agrees. There's no machlokas. It's a... What? No one holds that. According to the Tosfos, there's a Gemara in Megillah. What? Exactly. What's the problem? What? Apparently, nobody holds that there's a heter of bubbles to Zman HaZeh. Nobody, Rashi seems to say that's what Rish Lakish holds. Rashi said the reason why, according to Rabbi Yochanan, you can't bring karbanos is because since the kedusha is still around, it's her bamos. According to Rish Lakish, there's no kedusha b'zman hazeh. Therefore, it's a heter bamos. That premise is incorrect. It has nothing. Rashi's a pella.
Rashi is an absolute pella.
It has nothing to do with bamos. Zero. Bamos are always usher. They're usher forever. No more heter. It's not dependent on the Beit Hamikdash being around or not. Irrelevant. No heter bamos. So Rashi said. No, everyone jumps on Rashi. That's not the reason. That's not the reason at all. It has nothing to do with bamos. What is the reason? So, everyone else gives a whole different shot about. One second. Let's do a few more lines, and then it'll become a little clear. Now, name a beplutah the laws of Rabbi Yishol Kamifli. Let's say this machlokas. See, Rish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan is really an older machlokas tanoim. Okay. By the way, one second. Okay, so everybody else, before we get to the long, everybody else explains this shiloh differently. We're talking about karbanah. That's Rashi talking about private karbanah, private offering. Everybody else learns this machlokas in Rabbi Shmuel, between Rabbi Shlakish and Rabbi Yochanan, talking about public karbanah. Can you go to the Beit HaMikdash and bring a carbon? Are you chayef for that? Right? I'll read it inside. There's also chapter bamos. El lefi hasover kid shalosid lavo. Since you hold this kid shalosid lavo, mutur lahakri v'shnevim ko machala v'speach. You can bring a carbon today. Ulasover shalok kid shalosid lavo, and if you hold there's no kedusha today, asur lahakri v'afifnim. You can't bring any kabbalah. Batam shall a Rish Lakish putter. Why is Rish Lakish putter? Afal pi shall hutter bamos. Even if there's no hutter bamos, why you putter? The answer you have putter is because he holds that since there's no kedusha today, there's no reason why you can't bring karbanos. The only time is if there are karbanos is if there's a hutter of karbanos. Since there's no hutter, why is there no hutter? Because there's no Beit HaMikdash and there's no kedusha. There's no avera if I bring a carbon in my backyard. That's the machlokas from Rish Lakish and from Yochanan. It's not as wild, but apparently nobody agrees with Rashi. Now let's say it's the machlokas tanoim. So what's the machlokas tanoim? Ditnan. I'm Rabbi Yishua. Kishayu bonim behechol, when they were rebuilding the Beit Hamikdash, hayu oten kilotim. They made curtains behechol. Kilotim ba'azaros. They made curtains in the azara. Why did they make curtains? Because you have to demarcate, right? Ella shebehechol bonim ibachot. In the Heichal, they built the curtains outward to give more space. U'bazara bonim v'fnim. They built them inward. Fine. Very good. He didn't say anything. Amar Yeshua, Shamati, I heard, Shayim Akrivin, that they were able to bring karbanos, afal pisha ein bayit, even though there was no Beit HaMikdash. Olchim kachek kachim, afal pisha ein klayim. Kachek kalim, u'maiser sheni, afal pisha ein choma. You don't need any of this. Why? But they should kitchen Rishon, and kitchen Loshaitim, and kitchen Loshit Lavo. Lav hamechlal. Don't we see from here? Rabbi Eliezer Savar lo kitcha, which is why they had to remake the walls because the kedusha left. Amale Ravina Loravashi. No, who said that? Dilma maybe. The Kuli Alma. Everybody hold kitcha Rishona kitcha Loshaitim kitcha Loshit Lavo. Everybody holds the kedusha lasted forever. Umar my mashmale kamar umai. I'm sorry. Umar my deshmile kamar umai my deshmile kamar. And everybody heard a different story. Nobody argues in the halacha. Everybody heard a different story. That what? That the kedusha is forever. No machlokas about that. Therefore, v'chi tema kolayim drill liyadel lomali. Then why did the Muslims need curtains? If the kedusha didn't leave, why do you have to reestablish the kedusha? The answer is l'tznius ba'alma. No, just l'tznius. I'm over here. You're over there. I don't cross you. You don't cross me. It's all l'tznius. Okay. This raises the question. So b'zman hazeh. Why can't we have 1 minute to talk about it? We can talk about it for an hour. Why can't you? There's a whole long piece over here in the back of the fifth about this. It's fascinating. People in the year 1257, there was a Bali Tosfos named Rabbi Yechiel who wanted to go to Yerushalayim and be Makrif Kabanos. You hear this? No reason why not. 1257, he had a thing in his head, right? Middle of the Middle Ages, in the early Middle Ages, had Einfall in his head to go to the Beit HaMikdash, right? 1257 he wanted to do it. After all, the Rambam passes like that. The Rambam passes like Rabbi Yeshua.
Kitchen Bishon, Kitchen Chayt, Kitchen Laslav. So why not? Rabbi Akiva Abram asked this question to his father-in-law, the son of Sofer, the son-in-law. Some of them. Well, I forgot already which one's which. Why not? The Chassam Sofer answered, the reason why we can't is because it's in a mosque. That is his answer. It's in a mosque. And it's not, it's very unseemly. Otherwise, I don't know if he has other impediments. That's what he answered him. He said it's in a mosque, it's not appropriate. Right? By the way, everybody seemed to say that it's mutter, you can do it. The only thing you can do is a carbon paste, everyone's on there anyway. Otherwise, you have a stomach problem. But it's in a mosque, it's unseemly. Yeah, and by the way, it's not true. There's a big historical debate. Many people say that after the Beit HaMikdash was destroyed, it continues to be mocked with the carbon Pesach every year. For years. Many years. Many years it kept on going, even though the Beit HaMikdash was destroyed. There's a scholarly debate historically if that was true or not. Many say it was true. They have riots in the Gemara that it was true. Right. They have riots in the Gemara that it was true. Even though there was no bet. Today, so that the Chassam Sofer has a tshuva, and he told Rabbi Akiva Eger, the problem is it's in a mosque. Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld, they asked him the same question, and he said now I guess in the early, I guess he felt that it was a time where the politics would allow it, that they could get by, they could get it done, and then they asked Rabbi Chaim Zonnenfeld if they could do it, and he answered that it's not appropriate. Why do you say it's not appropriate? Because first of all, he doesn't want anybody to think it's mostly to go up to the Arabic, it's not as that. And then he said, all these other problems. It's in the Arab hands, it'll cause hatred. When we call Shkein Chas V'Shalat in the Emet, Yiglu HaYehudim, Daitam Al Zeh, L'chein Aleinu, L'chakos, L'Yeshuas Hashem, L'Hespalel, Elav, Sheyishlach Lono, Meshicho, V'Yagal, L'Yvenu, B'Shuasav, from here, V'Yemenu, Amen. His answer was, have a little patience. Fascinating stuff. We'll resume tomorrow and have a good day.